Yeah, for sure. You know, who and I keep in touch all the time. So he's in great shape, and he's going to be well prepared and ready to go for the season. But practice has been good. We've done a good job through the first 2 weeks of OTAs, getting on the field, getting some work. This time of the year is always huge for young guys to get acclimated to the system, to just hear it, to kind of get a feel for where they're supposed to be, how they're supposed to do things. I think our young guys have done a really nice job. You know, at the wide receiver position, Calvin's, you know, he's been excellent. Really talented, really smart, very detailed in his work, works extremely hard. It was a good addition for us.
You said you guys have talked regularly. How many times have you guys spent time throwing together so far?
Well, we'll get to that. I mean, we'll have our chances to work together. We've always worked together. I'm not going to go into it more than that. It's not really anybody else's business.
Right. And then Calvin Ridley, you know, being here, he gets more opportunities to work with you. You talked about him a little bit. What do you see so far?
Yeah, sure. He's done a great job. You know, what I've seen is, you know, excellent transition, in and out of breaks is as good as anybody I've been around. He's got very good hands. He's smart. I mean, we put a lot on these guys early in OTAs, as far as, you know, knowing different positions, knowing where to line up, different route combinations, adjustments that we have versus certain coverages. He's picked up all that stuff really well. You can tell he's been well coached, you know, prior to coming into the NFL.
Two other Julio questions. At this point in your careers, how much do you miss by him not being here? And B, do you have any concern about his mindset, frame of mind?
No, no concern. I mean, he's been one of the best competitors I've ever been around. And there's one thing, you know, he's always been extremely well prepared. Coming into seasons, going into games, you know, talk about being on the same page. We played together for a long time. And, you know, when he's healthy and he feels good like he does right now and he's in excellent shape, it's very easy to get on the same page. He's so talented. So we're fine. You know, I think we're in a good spot, and we'll get some good work before the season starts like we always do. We spend time together, and, you know, we'll be ready to go when July comes up.
One other kind of question, team-wide question here. Have you all had time to discuss what you're going to do with the anthem and how you're going to handle it?
We haven't yet. You know, we haven't had that discussion as a team yet. But that's something we'll get to. You know, I think the focus for everybody, to be frank with you, has been on the practices and the OTAs and everything like that. But, you know, one thing Dan does such a good job with, and really the leadership of our team does such a good job with, is being open and communicating. You know, when you have situations come up like this where you have people with different opinions, and it's a good thing, you know, but airing those and getting those out and connecting as a team and kind of doing things unified as a team is most important to us. But I'm sure we'll get to that at some point.
Matt, you mentioned some of the young guys, but Austin Hooper is now entering his third year, and I know you've spent some time with him over the past couple of off seasons. What have you seen from him in his development?
Well, he's done a great job. He really has. I think you know, your third year is always a time where you start to kind of get comfortable within your routine, you know, within the offense. I think continuity within the offense is huge. He's got a clear understanding of what is expected of him, of how we're going to use him. I think all of those things make you more confident and comfortable as a player. He's looked very good this spring. You know, I think he's had really good practices in OTAs, looked good in the individual period. So I've been impressed with Austin this offseason.
Mike Mularkey out there. It's been a while since he's probably watched you practice. What has he meant to your career?
Yeah, Mike's, he means a ton to my career. Obviously, you know, he's my first coordinator here in the NFL. And to spend 4 years with Mike, I learned a ton. You know, probably nobody has had more influence than he on my career just because that was at the beginning and really shaped the way that I learned how to prepare, learned how to get ready, learned how to digest game plans. You know, a lot of my routine is very similar to what it was early in my career, and that's a direct result of having worked with Mike. Certainly probably one of the most detailed people I've ever been around. Incredibly organized, really good coach, really good teacher, and, you know, really helped me develop early in my career. So it was great to see him today.
Will he give you any pointers after this?
I'm sure he'll always be coaching me up. You know, that never stops. Those guys never stop with that. But he's got a good eye. He's got a really good eye for it.
Matt, you have these sessions because they help you. They make you better when the season comes around. How does not how do you avoid that not hurting you that Julio is not here? I mean, how, you know, it's got to be have some impact, right?
Well, you know, I think, you know, where he's at in his career, his familiarity with the offense, his understanding of you know, timing, rhythm, all those things with me. You know, I think if anybody can get back on the same page the fastest, it's he and I. So it's not something, you know, I'm concerned with at all. We'll have time together prior to getting to camp. We'll be just fine. We'll probably get as many, if not more, reps together than we would here. So we'll be just fine. Yeah, absolutely. Some of the best work, especially individually, especially later in your career, I've found is when you can work with guys individually and say, hey, today we're going to work on two or three things, which you don't always get that opportunity in practice. Julio knows our offense. I mean, he knows where to line up. He knows what route combinations we're going to run, the details of the route. Hell, I mean, he teaches a lot of our guys the routes too. So he knows what he's doing. He's in extremely good shape right now and, you know, feels really good. So he's going to be just fine.
Have you told you he'll be here for minicamp?
You know, you have to ask him about that.
All right, last question.
Well, how's the fatherhood going?
And enjoy. Yeah, that's it's great. It really is. You know, obviously, there's nothing more important than your family. And for me, you know, it's been awesome to, you know, to see my wife go through that transition too, into a mother, and how great of a mother she's been to the boys. It's been a lot of fun, and it's nice, you know, it happened when it happened during the off season. You get a little more time to spend with the family, and hopefully they'll be sleeping through the night by the time we get to the season. Most importantly.
Well, doubling up, though, you right off the bat.
Yeah. Just got right into it, man. That's it.